Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, these days I'm reading a fascinating book, a recent biography of the brilliant Lutheran Protestant theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who with increasing public conviction, clarity, spoke against the horrors of the Nazi Germany regime, until finally Dietrich was executed by a firing squad in 1945, just as the war was ending. It was a final gesture on the part of the government that wanted to retaliate and finish a long argument to stop his voice. During those years, so many Christians, Protestant and Catholic alike, and had been swept into a renewed sense of pride at being German. After the humiliation of the First World War and the desperate poverty of the Depression, I mean, if we had something of that here in this country, it's nothing compared to what Germany experienced in the 30s. It was awful. And in the process, people responded. They chose to be blind to the horrors of the concentration camps and all the other things that were done by a government gone insane. Bonhoeffer became the voice of what was called the Confessing Church. He was put to death, clearly a martyr for the faith of the gospel. All that comes to mind, not just because I happen to be reading it this week, but because it really is related to this morning's gospel. Yes, Jesus was gentle with little children. He loved them, lifted them up as examples. He forgave those who had made terrible messes of their lives. He reached out to those who struggled to get out of the web of greed or self-righteousness that they had woven for themselves. He reached out with great gentleness and respect and kindness, but he was also a man of great passion for the truth and for justice, for the will of God in our frail world. It's almost as if his mission so claimed him and every fiber of his being that he became totally submissive to the will of God in everything. There could be no compromise, no fudging, no reservations. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, tells us in the third chapter, as a matter of fact, that his family stood at the edge of the crowd at least once to try to talk him out of this nonsense, tell him to come home. His response, as we may recall, says, "Look around. This is my family, people who want to do the will of God and do it." The more passionate he became during his public ministry, the more successfully Jesus touched the hearts and lives of people and changed them, the more fearful the leaders of his age became. They said, "This is getting out of hand." They said, "It has to be stopped, no matter what the means. It's just too dangerous. His voice has to be stilled." All too often, we pay a price for doing the right thing. There's alienation of those who see things differently. There's resistance of those unwilling to change or to pay the price which change would demand. Father against son. Mother against daughter. Submission to the will of God, full and final, always comes with a price tag. And as a matter of fact, not submitting, not responding to God's will is even more costly in a different way. Crazy things are sometimes said in our world these days. Statements of profound variation from the gospel of Jesus and the things he died for. Back a few years, during the Second World War, we Americans put some very decent Japanese-American families in concentration camps out of fear. And then when better sense was restored, we vowed we would never do that again. Never. When we treat innocent people as enemies, and we are the ones who pay a terrible price, something happens to us. And when we demonize groups of people who think or look or talk differently from us, we have to be careful that we're on the wrong side of that. In the process of sorting things out, big things, important things, we can disagree. We can disagree about the analysis of the issue or about how to address it, but it's a sign of weakness when we feel forced to attack the person we disagree with. That's the problem. That's a sign of our weakness, not just the ideas. There will be divisions, Jesus pointed out. There'll be divisions among people of goodwill, and sometimes those divisions exist because people are willing to go against the current and do the right thing, even if they pay a price. If we learn to argue with respect, then truth will eventually come to the foreground. There was an excellent examination of conscience for teenagers. I came across it many years ago, and there was one item in it that was perfect for everybody, maybe more perfect for adults than teenagers. But the question was, when was the last time I did what was right? Even when it wasn't popular. When was the last time I did what was right? Even when it wasn't popular. Well, that's really the issue behind this extraordinarily powerful and pointed gospel today. And sometimes we pay a price for doing the right thing. And sometimes we pay a price for not doing the right thing.